Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. It is December the 5th, 2020, Saturday. It's the second show for the day. I've had a couple shows a day. I've still got to get up. I'm having a show with, and I have the honor to have on, is Professor Joel. He was on a show with us yesterday. They hit me with a satellite, blew the whole place apart, knocked my phone down, knocked me off the internet, screwed everything up. It's typical stuff I'm going through. That said, Joe, how are you this evening? And let's pick up where you kind of left off yesterday.
All right. To lead off with this, I encourage everybody to go to unlimitedhangout.com or .org. And read the articles by Whitney Webb. There are four articles that she has written that will clarify a lot of the confusion that is going on now. First of all, a while back, she wrote three articles concerning Epstein. But in actuality, half of the article was devoted to Trump. And by reading those three articles on Epstein, you will know exactly who Trump is and who Trump is not. That's a key important thing, because that will help you understand the confusion that is going on today. The next article that you should read by her is called Dark Winter. And Dark Winter was the first experimentation in when they would have a pandemic virus that would attack society and what would be done. And that is, and it follows to the T of what they have done with the virus. Number one, the virus is real, but it's not lethal. Number two, there is a cure for the virus. All you've got to do is get a bottle of tonic water with quinine in it, okay? Then get vitamin D, and then get oregano. Those three things will cure you up within 3 days. Most of the people that have died have had preconditions. The majority of the people that were dead had those preconditions, and anybody else that died at the hospital was labeled as coronavirus. They had to stack it.
If I may, Joe, the nurses that I know have said calcium, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D are the things that they have found out that people are lacking who have died from the so-called virus. Now, those are the four things, and you touched on oregano. And I thank you, Paul, because you saved my father's life from having a 22,000 count over 12 that went back to normal as a result of the oregano P73. But the nurses are telling me, do those four things plus the oregano, plus right now we're being radiated so heavy with the 5G and all the other stuff, and chemtrails just lighting us up. And the whole bit, the radiateness, they're saying drink a glass of apple juice, pure apple juice every day as well. It helps the thyroid from radiation. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. Next, why is there the coronavirus? Why is there the big shutdown? That tells you the entire story. 50% of the small businesses have now been wiped out. You cannot have an economy. This whole thing that we have with the coronavirus is for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to bring down this country. And that means the political system. And that is what you are seeing today. If Biden gets in, these are the things that are going to happen right away. Number one, there's going to be a mass shutdown. That means you don't go anywhere unless it is essential. like it is in Los Angeles today, nobody goes anywhere unless it's to an essential business. No pedestrian traffic. That's their policy right now. They're using that to shut down the system. That means to implement their draconian government. And how are they going to do this? One of the things they're going to do is pack the Supreme Court. Number two, they're going to make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. into states and give them two senators. Then they are going to open up the borders, and anybody that has a complaint can come into the United States and face their problems in the courts. We will be absolutely inundated, and this country will become a third world country. And this is what the coronavirus is all about. We will no longer be a republic. We'll be a democracy ruled by a small power elite. And there it is. That's what's coming.
Well, I think you pretty much said it, Joe, right there. Is this pretty much heading that direction now? There's a lot of resistance in this country. And I know we got a lot of patriots and we got a lot of Trump supporters. Now, 80 million Trump supporters have voted for him and support him. If we just had half of them come out and pull the guns out in Washington, D.C., if necessary, it's all the problem. But here's what I think that Mr. Trump needs to do. First, he needs to fire his Attorney General, Bill Barr, like he got rid of the Secretary of Defense and the Assistant Secretaries for not obeying his orders to send the troops and National Guard to put a stop to the rioting, looting, and burning of Seattle and Oregon. Now, he didn't follow orders. Oh, that's I'm not going to follow that. That's unconstitutional. Well, he fired him right after the election or right after. He needs to follow Bill Barr because Bill Barr is a cover-up meister. He's not going to prosecute and sat all this time prosecute somebody and nobody went to jail. And I hope it. He was appointed, in my opinion, Paul, Joel. I believe that he was appointed by Kellyanne Conway and Jared Kushner, who Kushner, I believe, is a Mossad operative agent. Now, he told Trump to resign or concede two times within a couple of days after the election. He convinced his own daughter to tell him that and the whole bit. Now, that's a traitor in the old family, let alone the White House. And Kellyanne Conway, his husband, created a pact that out Trump. I mean, he was on CNN when they started the impeachment, saying he should be impeached while his own wife was in their counselor to the president. She was the CIA stooge attorney, and she entered into his camp to control him for his first 4 years. That's what it was all about, convincing little witch. Anyway, he got nowhere his first 4 years. First, it was false dossier created by the Trump, it was actually Jeb Bush passed it to Hildebeest's crowd, and then she passed to John McCain, and he passed to Strzok, and there it went. That's the reason McCain was named in a lawsuit in the UK. Was anybody prosecuted over here? No. Now, then it became impeachment based on lies. Then it became the COVID virus. In my opinion, when Trump entered the White House, there was a reason. And he was not evil. He doesn't worship Satan the way Joe Biden, Hildebeest, Kamala Harris, and all the others do. We have a problem. Now, my super spook buddy said if Mueller, Otis Johnson, said if Mueller doesn't do his job, he'd find himself in a prison cell, Stu, so don't worry about him. We got that covered. Now, I know he was working with General Flynn. Otis ends up dead 2 months after that conversation with him, being stonard, massive heart attack dead. I talked to him on his deathbed, basically. He told me, don't worry about Mueller. You know, he got whacked. 2 weeks later, General Flynn got arrested. Had to leave his national security or his national security position they had, top chief. Now, Sidney Powell proved after his first set of attorneys was trying to screw him up he hired Sidney Powell, got him off the charges. The president gave him a presidential pardon for a reason, folks. He couldn't go back to work for the government, and he could consult the president legally without the presidential pardon. He did no wrong. He's got the pardon to work for government again. I think there's something big coming. But if I were the president, I'd hire him, put him in charge of the CIA to clean the frigging problem up, or in charge of all the agencies to clean it up. Second, I'd fire Barr immediately. I'd hire Flynn. I would replace it with a patriotic, somebody like, if you got to have a name, Mr. Trump, Ramsey Clark, former attorney general, would be an excellent pick, okay, to clean it up. He's brought indictments against a crime syndicate, Bush's, on 13-count indictment in the past in international court for Gulf War I. He represented Saddam Hussein, or tried to, or not Saddam Hussein, the other one, Iraq, the one they caught. He tried to represent him. Of course, it was gangery court, execute and get rid of him. Prove the connections with the Bushes, biological, chemical agents to Iraq, first Gulf War I, killing everybody, all the whole bit. He would make good attorney general. I think Brett Landers would make an excellent attorney general, disbarred attorney. I could suggest some things to the president. They'd have a cleanup. Make me attorney general. I'll get him 40 extra firing squad within 6 months through the courts. Now, here's what he needs to do, Joel. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, needs to fire first Attorney General Bill Barr, cover-up meister. Second, he needs to declare an insurrection act as the president, put us under martial law, but don't send the troops out the streets because they'll get killed, and they won't turn against the American people, 8 out of 10 of them. Now, you had your top echelon, as Otis told me, 8 out of 10 of them on the lower level will not turn against American people, but the upper echelon will do what the New World Order says. So the president's going to have to clean that out. He's been cleaning out. He needs to, anybody doesn't take his order, he needs to fire him instantly. Put him under martial law. But he needs to declare the Insurrection Act and put Sidney Powell in charge as the prosecutor for the military to prosecute those that were involved in all this election fraud. Everybody tied with it, all the evidence they got, all the witnesses that they got, let them present their evidence before a military tribunal for treason and sedition of overthrow of an election. Immediately. And he needs to announce and order there will be a second new election 30 days from now, and that election will have no electronic voting count, no mail-in ballots, nothing. It will be appear at the voter booth, and or if you can't, and it's your day, you can't get off, you got 10 days beforehand to go down to your local place where you register to vote and cast your vote as an absentee ballot in person. Then, after we have this new election and that is all done, every state, he should order that every state has to count the ballots twice by hand to get an accurate count. Then we have a fair election. And if anybody in the second election does anything to interfere in the votes like they did the first one, immediately grab them and take them to the military tribunal and let Sidney Powell pass them off before the firing squad or hang them. That's my solution. What do you think, Jill?
All right, let's clear up a few points here. And this is why I tell people over and over and over and over again, go read the articles by Whitney Webb on Epstein. It's not about just Epstein. It is about what we call the octopus. Mm-hmm. And other people There were other names for it, the Enterprise, but it was worldwide. And when you read that, you will know who Trump is, and you will know who Bill Barr is. Bill Barr was heavily involved in the Iran-Contra business called the Enterprise. Heavily involved.
I have a piece.
Why was he in the first place appointed at all?
Barr, why? I believe it was because of Kellyanne Conway. She was the one, a White House source of mine tells me, she was the one that kept influencing the president to appoint this person, appoint that person.
All right, here's where I have to interrupt on this. Number one, Trump knows Barr very well. He knew what he did and what he didn't do. He knew it. Number two, Bill Barr's father is the one that ran the elite school for girls in New York City, in which Epstein was hired as an instructor. That's who Bill Barr did and what Bill Barr did. That's one of the many jobs. Trump knows Bill Barr backwards and forwards and what Bill Barr has done and has not done. He knows it. He knew it. Because he was associated with all of these people. This is not something new.
Joe, I got one question for you. How was Donald Trump associated with all these people before his presidency?
Because he was involved with Meyer Lansky and the mob.
How was he involved there?
All right, going back to Meyer Lansky, he wanted to bring the gambling from offshore to onshore. His main man died. The man he chose was none other than Trump.
No, it wasn't, Joe. You're incorrect.
Yes, it was, Sue.
I don't know where you got that information from, but
No, Sue, I'm telling
you.
No, you are incorrect, and I'm going to draw the line here.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
An insinuation. I know
it's not an insinuation.
Go ahead.
It's not an insinuation. It is a fact. Mayor Lansky hired him to bring it on to Atlanta. What is the city in New Jersey? He hired him to bring it on shore. He did.
Okay, so what you're saying was that Meyer Lansky financed him. He conspired with him.
Have you read Whitney Webb?
Boy, me. She's got one hell of a few holes. I've read her stuff. She's a great journalist, but she missed
it. She is correct.
Now, father-in-law that wasn't a father-in-law to me was the replacement for Meyer Lansky.
I know his financial affairs
pretty extensive. Now, if I may, you say he brought it ashore. I'll listen to you, and then I'm going to correct you in a couple of things.
No, you're not, Stu. You are incorrect about what I have told you. It is a fact. He was brought on by Meyer Lansky to bring the gambling on shore. That's what Trump did.
Okay, then by loaning me money, what? To build a hotel, a gambling casino?
Yes.
Okay.
And
Melman, that took over from Meyer Lansky, tried to break him when he built this hotel in Atlantic City with his own financing. Then he reached out to insurance companies, which Melman owned, and Daddy Bush.
Do you know?
And then they tried to get him to put that hotel into the deal, and he didn't do it. But he got his buildings up, and guess what? They called his note to break him because he was so successful with this hotel, he was stealing all of their business from their casinos.
Stu, he was associated. Do you know who his trainer was in his upbringing?
Who?
Roy Cohn.
Look, he was
groomed. Do you know who Roy Cohn
is?
Groomed.
He was groomed.
By Roy?
He was groomed, but he's not.
I am telling you, Stu, he was groomed by Roy Cohn.
Yeah, I know.
Both he and Roger Stone.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, you are now.
I didn't know about the New Jersey. They financed him there, but I'm
That's
also
right.
aware of different things. But
and when you go back and
here's
read,
the here's
Stu,
the point. What?
Stu, the point is that one of the person that Trump has always been involved. Even other people have said the people behind him are called the mega group. They are Jewish billionaires.
Larry Mizell is not behind him.
No, I'm telling you, not
Mizell is now Meyer Lansky.
No. This is further down the line of when he got involved heavily in politics and other things. It is called the mega group. Those are the people that were behind Trump.
I'm in agreement with you on a lot
okay.
of what Whitney Webb has written about.
Okay, look, what I'm trying to say here is I don't know all of the inside of Trump, neither do you. Neither does anybody, really. I do not understand it all that's going on. However, when you read those articles, it clears things up and you are not such held in a fog as to what is going on here in this crazy world of politics.
Yeah.
That's all that's being said.
Okay. She covered in a series of stories, because I read them, she covered the connection to Meyer Lansky to Brofman's. That was
it was more extensive than that, Stu.
And I saw other connections. But when Meyer Lansky died, Leonard Millman took over and Lucky Luciano. They had split the assets of Meyer Lansky. When Lucky died, Millman got the rest of the assets. He won the one of the Council of 12. One of the fallen angel possessed. Alien possessed, whatever they call them, people. When Milma died in 2004, Larry Mizell inherited, as Otis told me. He said, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years, and now it's occupying Larry Mizell since Milman's death. And he was NSA where 200,000 of these are registered with. Otis said, during the time, push Trump, fuck Stone. He's not evil like the others are. He may have some baggage, but he's not evil. And he really hadn't done anything wrong. I did that. I saw the difference, how the media attacked him, how everybody attacked him. Now he's what they call Knights Templars. Masons. He's a Mason. But there's a split in the Masonry. If you look at Denver, Colorado's masonry, which they have at the Denver airport, you know, one of these things open up 100 years later and all this other, and you look at that one downtown, that goes to the Scottish Rite. That's the evil ones, the Scottish Rite, I believe. Joe, you know a lot about this. Trump isn't the Scottish Rite. Biden crowd is the Scottish Rite crowd. Trump comes from a different crowd. They all want to be super rich. They all want to dominate to some degree, but they're not evil, and they don't believe in the Satanist crap. I'm aware of that, Paul. Paul. Joel, I haven't had you on in a while.
I can't comment upon the type of Freemasonry that Trump was in.
If I may, one more thing about Brofman's, because I mentioned it. She's got her whole series of stories centered around Brofman's, around the sex stuff. She's very correct about 99% of it, but she never covered the other partner. There were two people. Brofman and Mizell served underneath Millman, underneath you know, the one from Italy I mentioned a few minutes ago, or New York, but died. When he died, Milman took over. It was Brofman and Mizell answering to Milman. Because Brofman and Mizell, after Milman's death in 2004, and some gangster from New Jersey who was under federal indictment in 2004, Milman died, all this money shuffled $100 trillion to Mizell's control, and Milman's estate got $50 billion. Now, this $100 trillion that shuffled, Joel, and Mizell took control. Mizell, Brofman, and Seagram 7, by the way, is Brofman, Canadians. And this gangster from New Jersey buys the Bank of Israel by paying a bribe to Omar, the president of Israel, who was later indicted over it, who later beat it before Israel's Supreme Court. Then he got caught again with another couple bribes, one from Mizell again over oil, and he went carted off jail for 6 years here about 2 years ago. So I just want to throw that in there about the structure of Meyer Lansky. Now, part of that structure, folks, the world's largest bank, HSBC, is controlled by a subsidiary of Power Financial, which is Meyer Lansky, that Milman took over. Now, Power Financial is Canada's largest bank. It was heavily involved with 911, with Royal Bank financing out of Royal Bank of Canada. Also, lots of loans came out of Royal Bank involving payoffs to governors such as in Louisiana and other places that got hauled off to jail in the early 90s. Now, Royal Bank, Milman created Great West Life of Denver, which had Imperial Savings, other savings and loans that collapsed and failed in the 80s, ripping off the people. Great West Life is Hong Kong Shanghai Bancorp, the largest in the world. It's been where Silverado has pumped all the money from Neil Bush, that Mizell and Brownstein both were on the board of directors. Now, HSBC today has been charged many, many countries with narcotics money laundering. Eric Holder, the former attorney general to cover up the mortgage fraud for Mizell, him and Lanny Brewer, and they burned Lanny Brewer front line, burning. He had to resign shortly after they did a series of stories how he was covering it all up and he was in charge. They both today, the Fast and Furious boys, Guns for Drugs, Mexico's, the Clintons, Obamas, Daddy Bush, and the whole bit, never got prosecuted, never answered the question, should be charged for that. Well, today he's resigned as attorney general, and his partner, who's former attorney general, receives $150 million a year retainer from HSBC Bank to be a retainer attorneys. In other words, that's how they paid him off. It's like Obama, Mizell, and Brownstein. Democratic Party, and Mizell controls the Republican Party. Met with Barack Obama a few days before, announced that the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, was going to come in and all that stuff. And then McCain passed the abortion bill, and they nominated her. Wow, McCain did it because Barack Obama agreed. Attorney General, step aside. This was a payment. They went to the White House, had dinner with Barack Obama, Larry Mizell, Norman Brownstein, and they donated $100 million to his new presidential library right there on the spot, paid for it. And all those other events in 2 days took place. Loretta Lynch, remember her, the cover-up meister? This is the way people get paid off, folks. Wow. We afford $150 million a year. God, I ran off with $100 trillion worth of money from the people, stole it. Now, Brownstein was Daddy Bush's, Norman Brownstein was Daddy Bush's one of the six CI counsel. He graduated with Larry Mizell from law school in Boulder, Colorado. One began building apartments for Milman. That was Mizell, even though he was a lawyer. Millman had all the money he wanted from HUD and the USDA, built as much as he could, and they did. Brownstein became one of his lawyers. So he started setting up assets, okay? And later, Hildebeest was passing all these foreign trusts, these Chinese trusts that Patrick Fong, Chinese intelligence, Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas was handed to her. And he was registering in China so they could hide their identity and wouldn't have to pay income tax. And she would pass them up to Brownstein. That's where she laundered the money. Up in Denver, her $2.5 billion worth of drug money they made during the time they were governor and first lesbo of Arkansas. It all interconnects. Now, Brownstein goes over in 1975 when Daddy Bush becomes CIA director. Millman sends him over to become one of the six CIA council to Daddy Bush, him and Dettali, and others. Forgot the other things off the top of my head. They were running the crime syndicate with Daddy Bush. They were ordering with Cotola affidavit, Colonel Cotola, go out and bug all the congressmen, senators. First, they started bugging police departments and others they could take in control, sheriffs, a whole bit. Bugging everybody's offices, cameras, a whole bit, secret operation run by the CIA. Now, that went on. What else went on? The first mortgage fraud that led to bank bailout, folks, got started with World Financial, Inc., right there, created by Gene Chip Tatum, and Bill Barr was involved. Bill Barr's name at the CIA is Robert Johnson. That's a CIA agent's name. He was an attorney directly underneath Norman Brownstein and the other five, they called them the six CIA counsel. Bill Barr should not be the Attorney General of the United States. He was the one that made the recommendation to Daddy Bush to invade Panama illegally. It was all about Daddy Bush wanted more of Noriega's money, drug money, and he says no. And Daddy Bush didn't pay him what he owed him, so he nationalized two hotels down there, Joe, two Hyatt's hotels, one he owned, one Millman owned. They finally got him back after the invasion of Panama. Donald Trump on Trump.org brags about the hotel he bought in Panama. He got a hell of a deal because Alan Karsh, Millman's brother-in-law, after Millman's death, offered him 100% financing, no recall notes, nothing like we did to you in the past you don't know about, but you want to buy the hotel? No recall notes, great interest rates, 100% financing. I mean, let's dump this asset. Donald Trump can make it work. And here was Alan Karsh, the drug dealer in Denver, brings in cocaine from Mexico. 650 South Cherry is his address, feds. I'll give you everything on him. You can claw back all the assets. He's in control of probably a couple hundred billion dollars. Did I make sense of this, Joe? Joe, are you there? Joe? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we lost Joe, or he decided he didn't want to hear it and hung up. He has his opinions. I have my opinions. StuWeb.com.